Or the DL3XX. That's Germany.
Ham radio is probably one of the most diverse hobbies around.
WA3QIZ, do you read me?
Seymour, isn't it about time you made a real friend?
Good morning, Anthony. It's Jerry.
He's not like other kids. The part that worries me is he used the components to build a ham radio set.
Oh, dear.
Now back to you, Anthony.
Well, Myra's talked about how there's been plenty of nights you spent hours down in your basement working on some kind of radio or something.
We were the first nerd.
V5 away on frequency.
Quiet, please. Here we go.
Voices.
I'm a Romeo Whiskey 3 Golf Alpha calling.
It just seemed to me it was a nice hobby because you didn't see too many people.
W8XCR calling anybody near Brigham, Canada. Okay, come in, Brigham.
You mean to tell me that he can...
He gets in contact with some bird who's got a ham radio in her grandmother's farm, and then this fellow, without any ringing of doorbells or disturbing anybody, goes and gives the message to Mom.
Romeo Whiskey 3 Golf Alpha, I believe it is.
You better relax, because sometimes it takes quite a while.
Charlie, VE5DC and Cisco.
Well, there's nothing amazing about it, Dad. Kids are doing it all over the world.
Wally Telfield signal. My name is Yuri. I'm a 2TH user. I live at 400 kilometers to the south east of Moscow.
This is VE3ABS calling W8XDR.
Here we go.
Yo, are you there, Tony?
Ham radio operators are trying to make sure that they are ready to keep you informed and safe.
Hurricanes, floods, earthquakes.
1,000 here in the metro area alone. Now, these are the folks we depend on when our phones and communication systems are knocked out by disasters.
We just do it for fun.